Jackson Township police say a man died of injuries suffered when he was struck by a vehicle in the Belden Village area Saturday night. 66-year-old Alvin Newman of Canton was running south across Everhard Road when he was hit by an eastbound vehicle near Whipple Avenue Northwest. Newman died at Mercy Hospital Tuesday morning. He had been cited for crossing outside a crosswalk. The vehicle's driver was not hurt. Lyon City Council approves assistance to three businesses. Legislation for a $20,000 Urban Development Action Grant, or UDAG, was passed Monday for Zook Coffee Company. They'll open soon at 320 East Main Street. The $60,000 UDAG was approved for Mikasa Mexican Restaurant, which plans to open at 143 East Main in January. Council also agreed to a $70,000 UDAG for LZ Alliance and A1 Japan Steakhouse on West State Street. Another business, council approved a resolution supporting the Ohio Commission for the United States Semi-Quincentennial. Alliance Health Commissioner Randy Flint preparing for retirement. He notified the health board of his decision last week. Flint's retirement will take effect June 30th. He served as a commissioner since 1984. Committee to search for a successor will hold a work session Friday. Louisville City Council Monday gave final approval to a sign regulation ordinance. WDPN's David Schurer reports.
The ordinance details the number, size, location of permitted signs and prohibits electronic message boards closer than 200 feet from any residential district lot. It also mandates electronic message signs may operate only during the actual business hours of the establishment. $775,000 Metzger Trust settlement proceeds can be used either at Metzger Park or Aljamsic Park for capital improvement funding.
Remnants of a portion of Canton Center Mall will soon be a memory. Crews began demolition of the vacant portions of the Tuscarawas Street West facility Monday. The work is focusing on areas northwest of CubeSmart self-storage, which previously housed Macy's. Demolition will not affect CubeSmart, JCPenney, or the stores and restaurants along West Tusk. The mall is owned by New York-based Nassimi Realty. The company purchased Canton Center in 2004 and has spent the past two decades redeveloping it. An East Liverpool man who pleaded guilty to child sex charges has been sentenced. 41-year-old Joseph Goss was given at least 25 years in prison. He pleaded guilty in September to two counts of rape and one count of gross sexual imposition in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court. Goss was indicted in July. He reportedly had sex with a child from January 2022 to March of this year while the victim was 10 to 13 years old. 16-month sentence for a man who failed to report a woman's death. 42-year-old Christopher Hightower of East Liverpool was found guilty of gross abuse of a corpse, failure to report a death, and two drug possession counts. 43-year-old Jessica Chapman was reported missing several days before her body was found at Hightower's home on September 5, 2023. She had reportedly died of an overdose. Police found the body in a bedroom during a search of the home. The sheriff's sale has been ordered for the property where a proposed chill can plant was to be built in Youngstown. Mahoning County Judge John Durkin last week issued the decision in the case involving MJ Joseph Development. Ground was broken for the plant in 2016, but it was never completed. The city and MS Consultants later sued MJ Joseph. The company owes $1.5 million plus interest to Youngstown and nearly $323,000 to MS Consultants. A planned sale of the parcels on the city's east side was delayed last month and returned to court. Man who shot a pellet gun at a group of Youngstown State University students has been sentenced for the crime. 18-year-old Curtis Carver of Youngstown handed a suspended jail term Monday in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. He was also sentenced to 1 year of probation. Carver found guilty of two misdemeanor assault charges. He shot a pellet gun at a group of students near Kilcawley Center September 21st and told them to, quote, go back to your country. Two students suffered minor injuries. The Trumbull County Grand Jury has declined to indict a second suspect in a fatal shooting in Warren. The no bill for 35-year-old Donovan Adams issued Tuesday. He was charged with complicity to commit aggravated murder, aggravated robbery, and tampering with evidence. The grand jury indicted Kair Kaiser on an aggravated murder charge last month. He's accused of shooting 35-year-old Howard Dorsey April 4th. Governor DeWine declared a state of emergency in Snowbelt counties. Tuesday declaration includes Ashtabula, Cuyahoga, Geauga, and Lake counties. Ashtabula and Lake issued their own emergency declarations earlier this week. On top of dangerous road conditions, officials are expecting snow squall and wind gusts stronger than 40 miles per hour with potential gales on Lake Erie. Since last week, more than 5 feet of snow has fallen in Saybrook Township, more than 4 feet in Geneva, and nearly 3 feet in Ashtabula. Winter storm watch for those counties, as well as Portage, Summit, and Trumbull, will take effect this afternoon.